It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. It's Tuesday, which means...
Everybody's talked about them being the team of the future.
The Triple M Rush Hour's Team List Tuesdays.
Yeah, round seven teams are in. Brought to you by Kraken and Cola Premix. Bar quality served at home. MG, we need to get stuck into this weekend because a few teams with some interesting team changes.
One coach in particular has reacted savagely.
Yeah, he needed to. But let's start with the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Now, Latrell Mitchell's suspension has forced a Rabbitohs reshuffle. Wayne Bennett has moved Alex Johnston to fullback. Jackson Paulo will come in on the wing to replace Johnston. Dane Gagai is also going to move out to the wing for the injured Josh Mansell, which means Stephen Masters comes in at centre. And Jacob Host has been shifted to the reserves. Callum Matangi will start in the second row. That's for their game on Friday against the Gold Coast Titans.
Gee, they've got some depth, haven't they, the Rabbitohs this year? When you can lose a player of Latrell's calibre and put Alex Johnson fullback, bring in Paulo, Masters, Campbell Graham still there, Gagai to the wing. I'm not sure he'd be a fan of that. I think he's more situated in the centres these days. But Callum Matangi, that's a massive in. I really rate him as a player. So, yeah, it's going to be hard to beat.
Especially when his brother of a lot of vows, Tino Fasua-Mala'awi, won't be playing for the Titans. He's out with that shoulder charge suspension.
True that.
So opportunities for the Rabbitohs there. Mo Fatawako will move into that starting position in the absence of Fasua Mala'awi. The other team that everybody would have been waiting to hear what changes they're going to make is the Canberra Raiders. Now, they have to travel up to Townsville. Ricky foreshadowed some changes, MG. But it would appear that Bailey Simonson is out with a head knock.
H-I-O. Yes.
Josh Hodgson is also listed as being out with a calf injury.
Convenient.
Yes. Well, so those are the only two outs, although Soliola has been dropped to the reserves. But Joe Tarpany is the other one who's been dropped to the reserves. So
yeah, that's a big change. Tarpany, that's kind of a bit of a wake-up call for him. You know, he's one of them players who can be anything, but he just sometimes in games drifts off and doesn't impose his will as much as he should. Well, Hodgson's probably been... if it is the calf injury, it's the calf injury. If it's dropped, well, it's dropped. And Starling deserves his chance because their attack has looked pedestrian. Whiten has got to get the ball earlier and with more space. He can't be given the ball a half a metre from the defensive line all the time. This is a guy who's Dally M medalist of the year. Get the ball to Jack.
Well, Tom Starling, as you mentioned, he comes in and will start at dummy half. Ryan James straight back into the side. He'll move into the front row alongside Emre Gula, who comes off the bench. But the return of the bad boys as well. Corey Harawira-Naera and Corey Horsburgh both back into the side for the first time this year, coming off the bench.
Yeah, well, it's taken seven rounds. Ricky said they would be out for at least a month, and now it's 7 weeks. So they've obviously paid their fine and they've done the crime, and now they're back in first grade. And I think they'll add something to the Raiders. I think they'll add some starch that they're severely lacking. Papali on the bench, that's massive.
The other talking point, I guess, for this round seven Teamless Tuesday, MG, is concussions. Now, the HIAs, whether we're seeing more of them because of the speed of the game, is still open for debate. People can make statistics suit their argument, whichever side they sit on. But Ryan Madison, we still don't see him. Suffered that head knock in round two. And he was a late withdrawal from last week's game. But the club is basically, you know, this will be his fifth week on the sidelines after that head knock, MG, which shows how seriously the Eels are taking his health.
And I applaud it. The precaution shown is justified because we now have the knowledge to know that this stuff is real. This shit is real. Concussion is real. Boyd Corner, when they ruled him out for 12 weeks at the start of the year, that was kind of the line in the sand the game, I think, gave to all of us, that we're not going to take this, we're not going to take this anything but seriously.
Yep.
This concussion is real, and we know more about it now, so the longer players need to recoup and recover. We always heard that when a boxer got knocked out, they were out for 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're getting multiple concussions here on a weekly basis in NRL.
Well, and we can see the same thing with the Sharks with Wade Graham. Josh Dugan returns this week after his head knock, but Wade Graham is still not named in the Sharks lineup to take on the Bulldogs. So, again, the Sharks making sure that their captain, who's had two concussions already this year, is absolutely cherry ripe before they pick him in this first grade side again.
I couldn't agree more.
On that Eels front, you think Brad Arthur's going to have a tough decision to make when Ryan Madison does go back off the form of Papali'i?
Oh, he's been the fine of the year, without a doubt. I think he's He got $200,000 less than what he would have been paid at the Warriors, but he's been so, so good. He scored a double last week against the Raiders, took on Josh Papali, and came out the victor. And I think when he comes back, Madison, who's he going to be? Lane or Papali'i? I'd say Lane at the moment. Lane might come off the bench, although Papali'i packs a good punch off the bench.
Nice problem to have if you're a Parramatta Eels supporter. All right, there is your Team List Tuesday, brought to you by Kraken Rum. If you want more details on all the matches, Round 7 preview podcast will be dropping tomorrow. Make sure you've got the listener app. It's the best place to be getting it. Up next, MG.
Oh, don't you go away. We've got something special for you.
If you like the sweet science, we have got the final press conference between Big Daddy Brown and Paul Gallen coming up next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan, Triple M.